Stone had always thought of himself as having a large appetite for sex, but he had never before met anyone as voracious as Amanda Dart. He was about to sink into a leather wing chair in his study when a red light on the telephone beside him began to flash. It was the fax machine in his office. It was just spitting out a sheet of paper when he picked it up. Oh, God, he thought. What now? Dirt. Greetings, Earthlings. Fabulous dinner party at dear Amanda Dart's last evening. Just fabulous. A roster from the A-list, distinguished one and all. There was Richard A. Hickok, dear Amanda's publisher, whose 19-year-old mistress, one Tiffany Potts, no kidding, was somehow not invited. Though top-heavy, Tiffany's tits are her own, and we are reliably informed that they are what keeps Dickie coming back for more. The gorgeous Vance Calder was there, too, sporting one of the lovelies he hopes will keep folks from asking too many questions about his erotic preferences. This one is said to have a brain, too. Finally, there was the handsome lawyer-cum-gumshoe Stone Barrington, who Amanda has retained to uncover little old us. Stone, even though Amanda has just turned 50, she's as horny as she ever was. Keep your fly zipped, Stone, or Amanda will be on you like a bunny rabbit. Stone's ears reddened as he read the sheet. The phone rang and he picked it up. Stone, it's Amanda. Another of those horrible faxes came in, and I've got a number from the caller ID box. She dictated the number, and Stone wrote it down.
I'll check it out and get back to you. He hung up and switched.